Chapter 4. The Valentine. It was 10 o'clock on a cold winter's evening, and snow had begun to fall. In a town many miles north of Wetherbury, there was an army barracks. A young woman was standing in front of it, counting the windows.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
She picked up some snow and threw it at the 5th window. She did this again and again until the window opened.
"Who's there?" said a voice.
"Is that Sergeant Troy?"
asked the girl in a shaking voice.
"Yes," said the voice. "Who are you?"
"Oh, Frank, don't you know me?"
asked the girl.
"I'm the girl you're going to marry, Fanny Robin."
"Fanny!"
said Troy in surprise.
"What are you doing here?" "You told me to come," replied Fanny. "I've walked all the way here from Wetherbury. I found out which window was yours. Can you come to me?"
"I'm sorry, I can't," said Troy. "The gates of the barracks are closed for the night."
"Oh," said the girl sadly. "When are we going to get married, Frank? I love you so much. You said lots of times that you would marry me, and I...
"Don't cry, Fanny," said Troy. "If I said that I'll marry you, of course I will marry you."
"Tomorrow?"
"No, not tomorrow. In a few days," said Troy.
"I'm sorry, Frank," said Fanny. "It was wrong of me to come here. I'll go now. Will you come and see me tomorrow? I'm staying at Mrs. Twill's in North Street."
"Yes, I'll come and see you," said Troy. "Good night."
"Good night, Frank."
The window closed and Fanny went away. As she turned the corner, the sound of men laughing inside the barracks could be heard. The next week, Bathsheba went to the farmer's market in Casterbridge. She was the only woman there. When she entered the market building, all of the farmers stopped talking and looked at her.
"Who is she?" they asked.
"Her uncle was Farmer Everdeen," said a man. "Now she owns Wetherbury Farm. She told the farm manager to leave, and she's doing everything herself."
Bathsheba knew that all of the farmers were talking about her. But then she noticed that one man was not looking at her at all. He was a handsome man of about 40 with a strong, serious face. As Bathsheba and Liddy were driving home in their carriage, another carriage passed them on the road. Bathsheba saw the handsome man inside.
"Who's that man?" she asked Liddy.
"That's Farmer Boldwood," Liddy replied. "He came to the house a few days ago, but you couldn't see him."
The next Sunday was the 13th of February, the day before Valentine's Day. Bathsheba and Liddy were sitting together in the farmhouse.
"I bought a Valentine's card at the market in Casterbridge," said Bathsheba, "but I don't know who to send it to."
"Why don't you send it to old Boldwood?" said Liddy. "He would be very surprised."
"All right," said Bathsheba. "Let's have some fun. I'll send it to him as a joke."
She took out the Valentine's card and wrote a message.
"We need a special seal," she said.
Here's one with some words on it." She attached a large red seal to the valentine. It said, "Marry me." They sent the letter that evening, and it arrived at Boldwood's farmhouse on the morning of Valentine's Day. Boldwood was very surprised when he read it. Who could the valentine be from? He read the message on the seal 100 times. "Marry me." The next morning, Boldwood got up early and went outside. He stood by a gate looking at his fields covered with snow. Just then, the postman arrived carrying a letter.
"I think this letter is for your shepherd," he said.
Boldwood read the address on the envelope. It said, "To the new shepherd, Weatherbury Farm, Weatherbury, near Casterbridge."
"This isn't for my shepherd," said Boldwood. "It's for Miss Everdeen's shepherd."
Then he looked up and saw Gabriel Oak walking along the road with his dog, George.
"I'll give the letter to him myself," Boldwood said.
Gabriel was walking down the hill towards Warren's pub, carrying 4 lambs. Caney Ball was with him, carrying 2 lambs. They opened the door of the pub and went inside. Several men from the village were there, eating breakfast and talking.
"Can I put these lambs by the fire to get warm?" asked Gabriel. "Of course," said the owner of the pub. "We were just talking about the new lady farmer." "What were you saying?" Gabriel asked. "If anyone says bad things about her, I'll hit him."
"Don't be angry, shepherd," said a man. "Come and sit down. We know you're very clever. We think that Miss Everdeen should give you the job of farm manager."
"I was hoping for that too," said Gabriel. "But she prefers me to be her shepherd."
The lambs started to feel warm and moved their legs. Gabriel took out a bottle and gave them some milk. Just then, the door opened and Farmer Boldwood entered the pub.
"Hello, Oak," he said. "The postman gave me this letter for you."
Gabriel took the letter and read it.
"Dear friend, I don't know your name, but you were very kind to me the night that I was leaving Weatherbury. I would like to thank you. I am also returning the money you gave me. I'm happy to say that I'm soon going to be married to Sergeant Troy. We'll come back to Weatherbury as husband and wife. But for now, please don't tell anyone. Thank you again, Fanny Robin."
"Have you read this letter, Mr. Boldwood?" asked Gabriel. "I know you're interested in Fanny Robin."
Boldwood took the letter and read it, looking worried.
"What kind of man is Sergeant Troy?" asked Gabriel. "He's quite clever, but I don't think he's serious about marrying Fanny," said Boldwood.
The lambs were warm now, and Gabriel and Caney left to take them back to their mothers. Farmer Boldwood followed them up to the field. He took out Bathsheba's valentine and showed it to Gabriel.
"Do you know whose writing this is?" he asked quietly.
Gabriel looked at the valentine and his face turned red.
"Yes," he said. "It's Miss Everdeen's."
"Oh," said Boldwood.
He went home to have breakfast and put the card above the fireplace in his sitting room. Every time he looked at it, he thought about Bathsheba.